I dragged you shopping with me today. I expected you to be annoyed and roll your eyes and make a fuss about how guys hate shopping. But you didn't. I still ache in secret places because of what you did do, though. I was shopping for pretty girly things, underwear and over-the-knee socks, because I think tights and pantyhose are fugly. Why would I buy lovely, pretty underwear to cover them with control top abominations? You laugh at me when I say this, and your laughter is like sweet wine on my lips, delicious and intoxicating. When I'm done with my shopping list, you make me try on pretty, delectable, naughty things that I would never wear for just myself. You make me try on a red and black corset with a matching thong, and then you peek into the change room when I have it on and lick your lips and tell me with your eyes what dirty, lascivious, absolutely filthy things you're going to do to my body. I hear you whisper, "Soon." And then you hand me a white camisole teddy and a pair of poor boy shorts and tell me to put them on. They cover all my best bits. And I pout at you as you look in again. This time, you come into the change room and hand me another corset with garters hanging down. It's pale pink and shiny satin, and I open my mouth to protest that it's too girly for someone my age. But the look in your eyes stops the words before they reach my lips. I wait for you to leave the room while I change, and then I realize you aren't going to. And a flush covers my whole body as I pull the camisole up and off. I drop it to the bench and pull the poor boy panties off, and I'm naked in front of you. You gesture at the corset, and I pull it on and adjust the garters so they hang just right to capture stockings that aren't there. I look around and pick up the matching G-string and pull it up my legs, and as I smooth and twitch the panties into place, I feel your hand on my hips and another on my back, pushing me down into position on the bench. My breath hitches, and I look back at you with a mixture of fear and anticipation. My senses are swirling like a tornado. I'm overwhelmed and so completely aroused. I'm at your mercy, and you know it. You push the G-string to the side and whisper, "Good girl," as your feet push my ankles farther apart and even more open for you. It feels so incredibly vulnerable, but those words melt my brain and melt any token resistance that the more rational side of my brain might have been trying to conjure up. I'm panting as I hear the quiet rasp of your zipper, and I swallow a moan with difficulty as I see you pull out your cock, which is fully erect and weeping with arousal. I'm so incredibly wet, I'm surprised I do not hear a sloshing sound as you enter me swiftly. One stroke, and you have filled me to the hilt, and I feel your balls pushed against my ass. I swallow my gasp of surprise and the moan at the exquisite sensation of you filling me up. You begin fucking me swiftly. This is not making love. This is fucking. Pure and simple. Animalistic and oh so good. I can feel my orgasm building swift and hard. I've never been as in tune with a man as I am with you at this moment in time. And when I feel the swelling of your cock within me, I again have to swallow a whimper. "Please," I whisper as my head hits the bench. You continue to fuck me, your rhythm not as smooth as you approach your release. And then I hear your answering whisper, "Now." And we explode together as the combined effect of your whispered word and the feel of your cock pulsing within me take effect. We stay as we are, as we recover our senses, panting quietly as we return to earth after soaring into the heavens for that brief moment in time. Being with you feels like flying.